Good morning. This is Audra.
Hey, Audra. It's Bill. We've got Josh Radner for you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So you're probably either talked out or you're getting ready to be talked out, and I'm a little too chipper.
No, you're in the early phase. Oh. So I've still got some energy.
Yes. This makes me so happy. I'm a morning person, so I love getting to hear someone who still has the energy that I have in the morning. And Josh Radner, super excited to get to talk to you today because I'm going to be honest, I'll get the fangirl junk out of the way. I'm a big fan of How I Met Your Mother, use clips on this show, Morning Go with Audra Kane. And I think that our listeners love you as well, but you're doing a movie that on digital, All Happy Families, and I'm kind of curious, did something about this role resonate with you?
Well, yeah, or I wouldn't have been able to play it. I mean, I wouldn't say yes to a role that I didn't have some kind of inroad with, like either emotionally or something about it just grabbed me. But the biggest thing, honestly, was my friend Harula Rose, who's a great writer, director. She's a musician. We've known each other for years, and I got snowed in Chicago. My flight got grounded, and I had to stay over in Chicago. She lived there part-time, and I checked in with her. She said, you know, come stay with me tonight, you know. So we went out to dinner, and it was this snowy night, and she said, I co-wrote a role for you. And she sent me the script, and it was totally delightful, charming. She's like, I really want you to play this part. So that was the biggest thing. I mean, I think you get to a point in show business where it's like, you really want to work with good people. And if you can work with your friends, that's kind of the best thing in the world. But the movie itself was, it just felt really real. And, you know, it's spiky and dysfunctional and but charming. And there's a lot of love underneath all these characters. So it was just something that it was kind of a no-brainer. I wanted to do it.
So I was watching it yesterday. Absolutely loved it. It is very, you're right. It's real. It felt real. It did not feel like a movie. It felt like kind of voyeurism, you know, standing off to the side watching watching your extended family fighting with each other. So your character, actually, Graham, actually starts out as an actor and realizes that he likes being a writer better. And I was wondering if the directing in your recent history and writing has felt that way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a great question. Certainly, as I've gotten older, I feel like I've gravitated more towards writing and directing and even songwriting. That doesn't mean I don't, like when a role comes along that I love and want to play as an actor, I jump on it, and that's really great fun. But I think I, you know, when I was in my 20s, it was like all I was really doing and all I was really interested in doing was acting. And as I've gotten older, kind of interested in telling my own stories a little bit more, or collaborating with others in that regard. But you know, as a character, Graham, he's struggling with his sibling, he's struggling with his parents, he's falling in love with this woman. I mean, there's very human things. Like, I didn't have to do a lot of research to know, like, oh, what does it mean to, you know, have conflict with your sibling or be annoyed at your parents? Like, these are very, like, human things that just resonate. And I think, you know, they would resonate with anyone.
So, yeah.
You're always looking for both the specific and the universal. You know what I mean?
Yes. And I think that I really connected with the dad because he reminded me a lot of my own father. I'm curious, though, you have starred with some really heavy hitters lately. That Amazon series, Hunters, with Al Pacino and Logan Lerman and Jerrica Hinton and Jennifer Jason Leigh and Jordan Peele's the executive producer. What is that? What is that like when you draw upon these other people who have been around for such a long time?
I think you initially have to kind of battle through your own feeling of like, wait, I have a right to be here too. Like, I've had a long career and I'm really right for this role. And that takes about 24 hours to shed, especially when you're in a company of actors as nice as that group was. That was a really fun show, a really fun ensemble to be a part of. My character was insane and different than anything I'd gotten to play before. But a cool thing about being an actor, especially if you get some momentum going, is you end up working with people that you've admired for a long time. I mean, you know, I've certainly seen Al Pacino in a lot of things, and getting to work with Carol Kane and all these different people, Saul Rubinek, you know, just people you've grown up watching, and they end up becoming friends. There's a real kick to that.
Well, it's really nice to hear that you also occasionally feel that imposter syndrome, that, you know, sometimes you feel like you don't necessarily belong there, but you are able to get past it. Well, what a joy to talk to you. I am, as I said, a big fan. I know our listeners are big fans. Josh Radner, anything new on the horizon real quick?
Waiting for a couple things to drop through and clear, but I got married in January, so I'm just enjoying the first couple months of being married.
How fun. Congratulations. What an exciting time in your life.
Yeah,
you professionally and personally really knocking it out of the park. Well, Josh Radner, great to talk with you.
Oh,
congratulations on All Happy Families. That's out on digital, and we look forward to seeing more from you. Have a great day. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much. Good talking to you.
All right.
Bye-bye.